With this being the month of Mary, and today being Mother's Day, I want to take this time to reflect on the joy of motherhood in light of Mary, who, as the exemplar of all things, shows us how we ought to live and how motherhood ought to look. She gives us great examples of the beauty of both motherhood and femininity. Now, the challenge is, many people don't see it this way. Years ago, when I was working a chaplain training program, one of these students made a chide remark to me and said, "The Catholic Church only values women because of Mary." I wish I would have responded, but the conversation went on further. Regardless, it shows that many people do not see that the Catholic Church has a great, beautiful stance on womanhood and especially femininity. To start out with, in today's Gospel and first reading, we have the example of the apostles. We always focus on the apostles, them as like the precursors of everything. They are the ones who experience all these great graces, like the resurrection and Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit. What we often forget is that Mary was the first to encounter those things. During the Annunciation, the Holy Spirit came down upon her first. She was the first one to experience what the fullness of the Spirit could do, namely, make Jesus incarnate in her womb. In the same way, she was the first one to really experience the joys of the resurrection, namely, because God preserved her from the stain of original sin, that she may give a free choice to choose God in her life. She was also the first to experience the Eucharist, because just as we let God's body enter our bodies, she let God enter her body in the most profound way possible, letting him be in her for 9 months and then caring for him as a child. So in this way, Mary is very much so the precursor of all these things we forget about. She got to experience them in their fullness in a very special way, and it came through her motherhood. What always amazed me about God, especially at the Annunciation, is that he was humble enough to wait on the word of a woman. Think about it. He set her free from all the cares and worries of the world, all the stain of sin, that she would have nothing but a free choice, an absolute free choice to accept his will. And he waited. He waited for his creature to say yes. He could have easily said, "Well, too bad, you're now going to have my son." He didn't, though. He waited for her response. He wanted her to say yes. This is the great humility of our God. He waited for his creature. Then by doing so, exalted her above everything else, exalted her above all humanity, all the creatures, all the angels, putting her nearly second to God himself. That's how much he valued Mary. I always like the words of St. Maximilian Kolbe. He's reflecting on why would the devil choose against God's will. And he says that the reason why the devil chose against God's will is because he didn't want to bow before a woman. He was so insulted by the fact that God would humble himself to be in a woman, to choose a woman, to allow her to say yes, that he just couldn't accept that. Whether he's right or wrong, I still think it's kind of funny, and also true to a lot of different things. In the midst of this reflection on Mary's yes at the Annunciation, we see the joy of motherhood. She gets to experience something profound, bringing new life into the world. And for her, it wasn't just one form of new life. She brought new life to the world, just like all mothers get that joy. The challenge is we often think of motherhood only in physical terms, as though if I birth children, then I know what it means to be a mother. I argue that all women desire to be mothers, and it's either in a physical way or a spiritual way. Mary wasn't just a mother to Jesus. She was a mother to everyone who came to her. She cared for the disciples. Remember, she wandered with Jesus everywhere he went. She was not going to leave him alone. So she was probably caring for the disciples. And then at the cross, Jesus gave his mother to John, that he would have a new mother. So in many ways, Mary was a mother to anyone who came to her. After the resurrection and after her assumption, she became a mother to everyone, because motherhood flows from her. Her desires bring everyone to herself, to nurture them, care for them, desire their good. That's the joy of motherhood, to see all people in light of that, that you can encourage them, embrace them, show them love, desire them. In this way, Mary shows us a couple other things. The joy of femininity and motherhood is to bring things into oneself. Throughout the scriptures, we hear Mary reflect in her heart on the mysteries of God. She takes time to cultivate these things in her, and by doing so, brings newness to the world. She takes on the evil and pain of the world so that it may be transformed into something good and wonderful. The best example of this is on the way to the cross. On the way to the cross, Mary saw every moment. She was not going to leave Jesus' side as much as she could. She saw every time he fell, every strike that hit him, every nail pounded through his hands and feet. She was there in his agony, and that became a profound moment for her, a moment where she took on some of that herself to experience the passion so as to experience the resurrection. The same thing works with women. It's a wonderful thing that mothers can take our pain, to take our sorrows, to take our anxiety, and then help us rise from it to newness of life. There's a joy in womanhood that lets us experience the resurrection and death of Jesus. A similar way, women are nurturing. They give new life through nurturing, caring for their children, guiding the world to newness of life. Two great examples come to mind, St. Thérèse of Lisieux, or the child Jesus, and Catherine of Siena. These two women never had children of their own. They didn't need to. Everyone was their children. And they brought in all the cares of the world and nurtured things around them to bring new life. Catherine of Siena saw that her main goal was to bring unity to the church. So she prayed and fought and worked and wrote letters encouraging the church to reform. She did that because she knew how to nurture the church in her womanhood. With St. Thérèse of Lisieux, she was also one who saw the cares and concerns of the world, even though she never left Lisieux. She brought them in, prayed for the people, encouraged, worked towards prayer and devotion to change the world by nurturing the people around her. This is the joy of women. They can nurture in a way that men cannot. They can bring and inspire people in ways that we cannot, because they know what it means to bring new life into the world, to allow that to permeate who they are and change the world around them through that life-giving spirit. So let us take today to reflect on the joy of Mary, who shows us the joy of womanhood, to reflect on the beauty that God has made, which is woman, and to allow ourselves to appreciate our mothers and the joy of motherhood, and so come to experience God and the greatness of what he has created.